and welcome to International Report. In Cameroon's minority English-speaking communities, which have been hit since late 2016 by a deadly crisis, a new criminal trade, kidnapping for ransom, has emerged. The phenomenon, which has spread rapidly across the region's towns and cities, was hardly heard of in these areas before the unrest began. Today, it is commonplace to hear that people have been seized from their homes, workplaces, on journeys, and even from the streets in broad daylight. Civil servants, politicians, business people, religious and community leaders, teachers and students have all been victims. From Bamenda, our correspondent Alphonse Tebek reports.
One afternoon in May this year, a 46-year-old father of four was snatched at gunpoint from his office on the outskirts of Bamenda by two armed men on board a motorcycle. He was blindfolded and taken to a far-off unknown location and kept in an abandoned building. The victim repeatedly declined to talk on record because his abductors had warned him not to speak out. For fear of reprisal, he asked me to conceal his identity. I will simply call him Sammy.
I was in my office and I was about to close when these two men entered my office. They showed me guns and told me to follow them.
Just a few hours after his release, I meet him at his family home, just outside Bamenda. He sits on a couch in his living room, where a number of loved ones have come to comfort him. Sammy looks traumatized, frail and worn out. He tells me he was tortured and also suffered from hunger.
I was there for over a day, close to more than a day even, without food, without water, nothing. I was being fed once every day. The next day, they came in, they gave me down my phone. They told me to call my family members and they asked for ransom. 3 million CFA francs. I tried to ask, but I was brutalized. That they beat me with cutlass, so I was just like obeying.
Such experiences are not almost a daily occurrence in the English-speaking areas of Cameroon. At the beginning, the rich and those believed to be loyal to the central government, most of whom have fled to safer places, were targeted. Now, just anybody can be a victim, says Banda Chimuta Divine, chairman of the National Commission on Human Rights and Freedoms in Cameroon.
You rich persons are directly being kidnapped, and then they are also kidnapping people who are suspected to be related to rich people. You understand?
Yeah.
Even if you are poor and you come from a family where money can raise to rescue. So if you are kidnapped and people want to come to your help, they will contribute money to pay so that you are released.
In fact, abductors are not making a fast buck from desperate families stuck in the middle of the crisis. Some have had to pay hundreds and millions of CFA francs in a bid to secure the release of their loved ones. Sammy was held captive for over 5 days, and his family was asked to pay a ransom of 3 million francs. During this time, his captors repeatedly phoned his family and threatened to kill him should they delay in complying with their demands. His liberation was eventually made possible after his wife, in a phone conversation with the abductors, implored them to accept half the amount demanded. He recounts.
After a series of conversation with her, she pleaded with tears, telling them only 1.5 can be raised. So they accepted. They left me there. After the third day, they came back to me. My wife had called and they told her on how to send the money. And that's how I was released. They carried me back, brought me to a certain junction and left me there.
Although the identities of most of the kidnappers are sometimes not clearly known, rights groups such as Human Rights Watch, the authorities, and many locals here have always blamed separatists. On their part, separatists claim armed bandits, including government forces, are responsible for some of the abductions. A claim further corroborated by a member of parliament of the opposition Social Democratic Front, SDF, the Honorable Simon Fobichinda. He represents the movement's stronghold of Bamenda. His party's chairman, John Fundi, was twice kidnapped in 2 months.
You have three organs that are responsible for the kidnapping. You have the Amber Forces, you have the government forces, and you have other criminal forces who are doing it for purely criminal objectives to enrich themselves. Government has been accused of what they call the Atanga Boys.
Partially sharing the MP's view is Ekema Patrick Esunge, a loyal supporter of the BR regime and mayor of the Boya Council in the Anglophone Southwest region. He, however, rejects claims that government forces are involved too. Besides, he accuses some English-speaking members of the ruling Cameroon People's Democratic Movement, CPDM, of being the brains behind some of the kidnappings.
The separatists are manifesting their actions in all forms. I also want to insist that ill-intentioned citizens have joined in the form of banditry and more of it, settlement of scores. I say without fear or favor. Most of such acts are perpetrated by CPDM barons within the suffering regions and attributed to secessionists or separatists. And if we are not careful, that situation is going to last for a couple of years.
But our authorities have always denied the accusations. Despite the heavy military presence in the two restive regions, kidnappers still act with relative ease, followed by very slow response actions from the security forces. Local residents and visitors alike say their lives are in danger and they now live in constant fear. While condemning the criminal trade, they also blame the authorities for not doing enough or nothing at all in trying to tackle it. According to Chemuta, it's quite difficult to say exactly the number of people kidnapped and ransom paid in the Anglophone communities since the phenomenon started. This is largely because most victims are usually reluctant to report their cases for fear of reprisals, he says. But reports indicate that the problem is quite worrying. Notwithstanding Sami's freedom, he still worries for the future.
If surely nothing is done like fast as possible, we will be paying money to live in our own town.
The situation really seems difficult to tackle because separatists have, first of all, want locals to avoid cooperating with security services. If they do, they will be considered as being loyal to the French-led central government and could be killed. But despite the threat, the authorities have urged the population to collaborate with these services so as to hold perpetrators to account. If not, the inhabitants, victims of the conflict, will continue to suffer more and more at the hands of abductors. This is Alphonse Tebek for Radio France International in Bamenda.